you can tell when people talk, even if they say good morning or how you doing, you can tell by the tone of their voice that they're trying to find something or get something or want something or find some kind of way in. Every conversation is warfare. And with the unsaved, it's total warfare. They're trying to get information. They're trying to get in. They're trying to get some kind of identity. They're trying to throw their problems onto you. They're trying to throw their... It's just every conversation with the unsaved is nothing but vampire or witchcraft. Vampirism is to take away your life force, you know, steal your soul, your emotions, your will, your positivity, to take away your life force, because they have no life. They're dead. The Bible says they're dead in trespasses and sin. They're dead men walking, or dead women walking. So they're looking for some way in, or some weakness, or some kind of they want some. They always want some. They're always trying to feed off of you because they're vampires. The snake eating itself. They don't feed off of eternal life. They don't feed off the word. They're only feeding off of a human. And you can see it. You can feel it. You can sense it. You just know it just by the tone. The tone of their voice. So they're either feeding off of you as a vampire, or they're trying to project onto you as witchcraft. In other words, they're trying to throw some kind of fake reality onto you, just like these new superhero movies with the Scarlet Witch. They're trying to project a fake reality to get you to fall into their fake reality, believe some kind of fake reality. They really are sick. I mean, really. They have no identity. They have no identity. So they're either trying to steal your identity and do a role reversal, try to throw your identity onto them or their identity onto you, because they don't have an identity in Jesus. Really. I know it sounds bizarre, but I mean, I'm telling you, if you really do some meditation, I've been thinking about this for 10 years or more, really more, maybe 30 years. I've been thinking about the whole thing for 30 years, but I didn't really put the pieces together until God revealed it to me. But when you're dealing with a legalist, a Jezebel, a narcissist, a psychopath, a sociopath, they just want something. They want attention. They want to feed off of you something. Something. They gotta feed something. Think about it. They're dead. They're zombies. They've got to feed. It's the snake eating itself. They don't have eternal life. They don't eat from above. They don't eat the spiritual drink, the spiritual food. They have to eat natural food. So they see you as a target, they're vampires. And the witch is a reverse mind psyop vampire. She's still a she, or it could be a he, I guess. But she's still a vampire. She's feeding off of you. She's feeding off your energy. She's feeding off your empathy, your sympathy, your pity, your you want to save her. She's feeding off you. The Jezebel spirit is witchcraft. The legalist is witchcraft. The legalist, all these corporations are witchcraft. I mean, I've heard some good things from Home Depot, and I've heard some good things from Walmart. I would listen to the conference call of Walmart. And Walmart says, we're here to help the people. Now, the investors like Barclay and all them, they're sitting there thinking, what? We want profit. Well, when you help people, it creates profit. You help those who help themselves. Sometimes you reach down and help somebody that can't help themselves, but is there motivation to help themselves? If you got somebody who just wants to vampire and they don't want to help themselves, They don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to put in the time, the effort, pay the price it costs to ride the train, right? It costs you to ride the bus. If they don't want to sacrifice or do anything, they just want a vampire. It costs to ride the train. It costs to ride the bus. It costs to get a ticket to go somewhere. Why? It's a sacrificial redemptive system. And they're running from that. Everybody's running from the sacrificial redemptive system. Do you understand what I'm saying? They want somebody to sacrifice for them, but instead of running to Jesus because it's finished, they want to run to you. It's true with the children. The 16, 17, 18-year-olds, the 18, 19, 20-year-olds, your adult children who want to stay home, live at home, and vampire off you because they don't want to work. They don't want to sacrifice because they don't understand it's a sacrificial redemptive system. So they want to sacrifice off of mama, off of daddy. And some of them are that way at 40 years old. If they've been that way their whole life, they're vampires to everybody. They think the world owes them something. I had some family members like that. They think the world owes them something. They're like vampires. Now, part of the reason that people stay in these mindsets is because of you've been poisoned by the sugar. You've been it makes you weak. It makes you tired. They've been poisoned by the TV, the music, the industry, the words, the industry, the music industry, the advertisement industry. It's all lies. You've been lied to your whole life, and so it's a system of lies, just like the movie Dark City. I'm telling you, watch Dark City and apply it today. It's happening today. If somebody can write a movie, it's because it's happening. If you wash your clothes, it's because it's happening. You're being washed. Anything that you do is happening to you spiritually. If you write a movie about something, a part of it is happening. Pieces of it is happening right now. Everything that man does is already happening. It's already happened. It's happening now. Everything's happening in the now. Genesis 3 is happening now. Genesis 4 is happening now. 1 Kings 5 is happening now. Ephesians is happening now. Galatians is happening now. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? But you believe a lie. It's happening now. Who has bewitched you? Oh, foolish Christians, who has bewitched you to believe a lie? It's happening now. Anything that man does, any song, any music, any TV show, any series, any movie, is happening now. Live, Die, Repeat, happening now. All the time travel movies, happening now. You might say, well, how's time travel happening now? The Holy Spirit in you comes back as your ambassadors for Christ down here. This is not your home. You're kings and priests unto God. It's happening now. It's happening now. It's happening now. It's really happening now. Everything is happening right now. All the stories are repeating. Yeah, it might be you got 24 hours for it to repeat, right? The sun resets, just like you reset your computer. And so you got 24 hours for all the stories to repeat. And it's just the flesh versus spirit. Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner's happening now. It's all happening right now. Growth is happening now. Decay is happening now. Death, resurrection is happening now. Love, hate, Proverbs is happening now. Everything in Proverbs is happening right now. Why do you think Proverbs is so important? Proverbs is so important because it allows you to live in the now. How can Proverbs apply today? The book of Proverbs will help you. And how can it apply today? And that was like, what? 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago, however long. How can it apply today? Because it's happening now. How can the truths of the Bible apply today? How can they apply today? Because there's nothing new. It's happening right now. Time don't exist except for in the flesh mind. The only reason time exists right now is because you're being changed by the cycles, because it's a birthing cycle. Every day is a cycle. It's a birthing you to your next state. Your next state of understanding, your next state of wisdom, it's all happening Now, the store over here, I knew they'd be closed because they're always closed on the holiday. And the ladies that work there when the other guys are gone, they're lazy. They don't open up till about 8:30. I was going to get some breakfast. But it's happening now. I knew they'd be closed. How did I know? Because they're lazy. I watch them. It's happening now. They don't want to start early in the morning. Why? It's in their nature. It's a part of who they are. They haven't transformed their thinking. Their stinking thinking. It's happening now. It's happening right now. There's a car in front of me, just like I got a Ford Escape. There's one right in front of me. I did that video. There was two Ford Escapes right beside me at the Walmart parking lot. There's one right in front of me. Because why? It's happening now. The very thing that happened yesterday is happening now. It's one just like my car right in front of me. It's just not, it's blue instead of gold. Blue is the law. Blue represents the law. Red versus blue represents the Turing machine. This car is considered gold, but at night it looks silver. Silver represents the flow. Gold represents, I guess, gold standard or whatever. I'm giving you gold standard truth if you can just receive it. And it's really not complicated. This is gold truth, gold standard absolute truth, and it's happening right now. Your mind, your thoughts are happening as a fractal repeat. Not even a joke, people. Everything is... If there's any kind of truth that was beneficial that you learned as a child and is helping you today, that's because... It's all happening now. If there's a truth that helped you 10 years ago, you just hadn't entered into it until that point. And it's all happening now. It's a repeat. It's a fractal holographic simulation repeat. And the good thing about it is once you see it, you can be free from it. Once you see the time is befallen, you're no longer a slave to time. You can know that time is just a birthing. Time is just a cycle. And you can actually use your spirit, because your spirit's outside of time, to sow seed in time. Mother Earth is the birthing. The seed, the mind, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your mind is spirit. You can sow seed in the now. If you don't believe it, I'm sorry. That's why you're still a slave. That's why you're still complaining. That's why you're still miserable. Because you're stuck in time. Once you leave time, see, the archetypes are everywhere. Once you leave time via the archetypes and via worship, it's all a worship service. You're outside of time in worship. You're outside of time in the archetypes. If you don't understand it, pray about it. And maybe God will reveal it. It's such a deep truth. I don't know how many people will ever see it, to be honest with you.